Okay, just tell me when you're ready. Oh, you ready? Okay. The following is intended for mature audiences only. Like me.
Well, it's time for another edition of the Mike and Jeff Show, episode 6. Who would have thought they'd make it this long without going to prison? Anyway, this is Fillmore, and I just wanted to say welcome to the show, and if anybody's hiring, please email me at themikeandjeffshow@hotmail.com. Fillmore needs a new job, can't stand it here. Anyway, enjoy Mike talking about how he's a man slut. Yeah, enjoy.
Thanks, Fillmore. Appreciate that. Welcome to the Mike and Jeff Show. I'm Mike.
And I'm not.
He's not Mike, no. This is podcast number 6, and here we go. So, what are we going to talk about today? What's on your mind?
I think we ought to talk about your dating life.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm a taken man, and Mike is not.
No, not so much. And I've entered the world of online dating.
That is absolutely the case. I can attest to it.
And it's actually pretty awesome, to be honest with you.
Well, sure, if you're getting laid that much, why wouldn't it be awesome?
It's good times, really. I mean, we're not going to give out the website, but if you grab a box of matches and, .com, then it's cool, you know? So, but, yeah, it's crazy. You get to look at all these pictures, you know, you get to look at their income, and it's...
Yeah, it's crazy. They just throw that up there. Here's my titties, here's my paycheck.
Well, they really don't put their titties and shit up there.
Right.
But some girls, they do take pictures of their bodies and stuff, and they do have nice racks.
Yeah.
And I got to admit, I'm going to probably pick those girls.
Right, sure. Well, we were on it the other night, and you were showing me the girls that had the cleavage. You know, those are the ones that certainly drew my eye.
So. I'm telling you what, they probably get more attention than others. I'm more of a kind of guy that's going to look at if they're a single mom and, you know, if they live at home and stuff like that, because I'm really not interested in a chick that's living at home.
No, you'd rather have a single mom than... Is that what you're telling me?
Well, yeah, I mean, single mom's cool and all. I mean, living it, you know, either or. I mean, I like kids, it's no problem. You know, but right. I have to scroll down to see what they like.
Right. Because okay? If they don't like a tattooed guy,
whoa, then
you're done.
I'm done, right, because, you know, I've got a lot of tattoos.
Yes.
If they don't want a guy who's bald, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of them say no tattoos, no bald guys.
I know. I'm like, why not?
Right. But, I don't think they tried it.
I agree.
I don't know. What do I know?
I hope nothing. Really, I hope nothing. I'm leaving right now. See ya. So, yeah, so it's been an interesting endeavor, to say the least.
How many girls would you say you've gone out with? And in what time frame?
Hey, man. Don't lock me down, man. I got others that are listening, man.
Oh, that's true. This is the Jerry and Frank Show.
Right. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Frank.
Thank you. Basically, I've probably gone out with like 4 to 5 girls offline, okay? And it's been pretty cool, but one of them, a little bit kind of kooky. No, that's not true. 2 of them are kooky. The one real kooky.
The one we talked about before was way kooky.
Way kooky, okay. Dude. And then another one I went out with, she was cool. It was weird though, because she's like, you can't pick me up at my house. I'm like, that's all right. Maybe she thought that, you know, it's creepy to meet guys online and stuff like that. Plus, you know, Oprah approved it, so it is cool, by the way. Anyway, so I don't know that. Someone told me. You know, she said, I can't pick you up. You know, you can't pick me up at home, but you can pick me up somewhere else. So we met at a restaurant, okay, and I was going to take her to a comedy club. You know, that's my move. So, so we're driving, and, I pick her up, and I take a look at her. I'm like, whoa. You know, because it really wasn't like her picture. I mean, it wasn't real bad, don't get me wrong, but it wasn't like her picture. I wanted to sue for a false advertising.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, wow. Man. Not so, representative of the product.
No, not at all. But that's okay. Hey, I'm not a shallow guy.
Okay. Okay. You're going to make the best of it.
I'm going to make the best of every
situation.
Still a
chance of getting a Hummer.
Jeff, please don't paint
okay.
me like that, okay?
No, honestly. No, no. Sorry.
Thank you.
You gotta be real, brother.
I gotta be real. Shut up talking, dude. So we go out on this date. Everything's cool. We're laughing. We're joking. We go after the comedy club. We go out to the bar and shit like that. We're drinking. It's fun. And then we're driving. And she's like, oh, yeah, just to let you know, I'm currently separated. Oh, currently separated, huh? Yeah, my divorce is not yet final. I'm like, oh, okay. No big deal, right?
That happens.
It happens. I mean, hey.
There's the term legally separated. You're allowed to date at that point.
And that's fine. So I take her back to her car at the restaurant. And I basically go ahead and just give her a hug and say I had a good time. Well, I go home that night, and there's a foreign cell phone number on my caller ID. So I call this, you know, this phone number back. I'm like, yeah, you know, this is a foreign cell phone. Is there something wrong? Is there an emergency? You've been calling my phone for the last 45 minutes. Are you out with so-and-so? And I'm like, no, who's so-and-so? That's my wife. This is her husband. I was like, whoa, man.
Not cool.
Not cool at all. Now, listen, I'm no chump, okay? I can handle my own. But the thing about it is that there's an unwritten law that you don't go out with somebody's wife.
No, you don't do that.
You know, so I didn't cause any trouble. So I emailed the girl next day, and I'm like, hey, you know what? I don't think that we should actually, you know, see each other anymore until you get your divorce final. But this dude, then he calls me back about a month later, asked me if I was still going out with her. I was like, no, dude. And peace of mind for you, I didn't do nothing with your wife. He starts telling me about his problems, and he's lost his job, and all this other garbage.
That might be why your wife's on the internet looking for other guys.
Honestly, she's trying to get cock somewhere else.
Yeah, you're not pulling it.
Yeah. No. So, yeah, that was a real bad experience that happened on there. But beyond that, everything's been super cool. Like, I did meet a chick, and, like, we went out, and all she wanted to do was have sex.
That's good.
Yeah, it was cool, but yet we had sex just a couple times, and boom, never called me again. I felt used, to be honest with you.
Nice.
I know. It was really weird.
She got
weird.
Back for all the times every man that ever screwed her over.
Right, but she's really not making herself look good by doing that.
What? And what was her email address?
It was... edit here. So, yeah, that was good times with the whole internet stuff. But beyond that, you know, not much more interesting stories about that.
Well, I know the one girl that you went out with. The crazy thing that I found in it is you went out with her for a month, but you're in that month, you guys lived 10 years. Because you were fighting by the third hour, I don't know, real soon into the relationship. And by halfway, 15 days into it, she's asking you to move in.
Oh, it was crazy, dude. We would fight like nobody's business, like a married couple. And then she'd be like, I'm sorry, we got to work things out. The first 6 months should be nothing but bliss and sex.
Yes.
And getting to know each other and not fighting and shutting your mouth when you didn't like that something the other person did.
And that lasted for the first 6 days instead of 6 months.
No, that lasted maybe 3 days.
3 days, jeez.
Yeah. We need to pause it now. I'm going to take a shit.
You gotta be kidding me.
No, I really do have to take a shit.
I don't know if I can pause this, brother.
Yeah, you can. Just hit pause.
Alright, back from Mike's shit.
Oh, man, I had to go, man. Sometimes when nature calls, boom, gotta go.
I never see anything like that. It's a good thing we're not on live radio.
That's, well, if we're on live radio, you'd be hosting this damn thing by yourself, to be honest with you. I mean, I would have to take me a break and I would go bye-bye. But I don't understand why people have matches in their bathroom. Like... okay, light a match after your crap. So when you go in there, it smells like shit and matches, and like burnt matches?
No, the
sulfur?
The sulfur is the number one best effective product at getting rid of shit smell.
I mean, where do you read that?
Consumer Reports.
Wow.
Of one mind.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that's crazy.
At least we got one between us.
That's true. Oh, man, but that felt great. I appreciate the patience that you have there.
That's right. It's the first time you've shit in my house.
Is it the first time?
I don't know.
I think it is the first time. Because you're like real paranoid about that stuff. Or you got like a real phobia. Like sometimes when we're outside smoking a cigarette, you're like, and I give a little gas. You're like, ooh, man, flying feces.
Yeah,
like, I don't understand. It's gas.
I don't know. I guess it's my mature age.
My mature age.
You know, the young kids like to do the farting. And
Jeff,
and
didn't you tell me to be real?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm being real.
No, you're not.
I don't like farts. I don't fart in front of my girlfriend.
Oh, my God. If I got gas, I'd let it go.
I know that you do. I've been around you, and that's okay. But
only in appropriate places, though.
Okay. Yeah, okay. That's pretty safe.
Yeah, it's sick.
Okay. I mean, I wouldn't be. I can't think of any times that you weren't. Okay.
Right. I wouldn't be with my girl and she'd be going down on me and I'd be like.
Right.
No, I would never do that again. So, I mean, it's cool. I would never.
Again?
Right. I would never do that again. I did that once when I was younger.
Was it an accident or was it funny?
It was funny.
Okay. It was both, though. Just proved my point.
It was. I
young.
Hate your point.
Oh, see, you hate it.
I hate you.
Right there. Between you and my girlfriend, I noticed something new. My girlfriend doesn't want to talk to me all that much anymore. We've been together for a long time, but she will listen to these damn podcasts.
Yes, I told my girl the same thing. She's like, let's talk about things. I'm like, no, if you want to find things out about me, listen to show 6.
Right.
And 7 and 8.
So basically, if I want, you know, if I want anything done, I guess I got to go through here. So, honey, we're out of pork rinds or Mountain Dew, and I'm hoping to get me some tonight.
Basically, that's what he's saying. For everybody, my college football picks are going to be emailed over. So, even though I don't talk to anybody, okay, ever, I hide out in my house. It's totally cool. You can listen to my podcast.
Yes.
Speaking of my house. Oh, man. Let me tell you. I rearranged it.
Yes, sir.
The other day to make it Bachelor Haven.
Okay.
Oh, man. Let me tell you something. It is the stabbing cabin now.
Let me paint the picture for our listeners of what it used to look like. There was a love seat.
Mm-hmm.
We're just talking living room here. There was a love seat, a 13-inch TV on a TV stand. More like a TV tray, like something you'd eat. Your dinner off.
Oh, yeah, definitely a snack tray.
A shitty-ass coffee table.
Shitty-ass coffee table? Dude, I paid high dollar for that.
Okay.
Maybe it was dirty and full of clutter.
Maybe that's what it was. I couldn't see the coffee table.
Right, but it's cleaned up now.
And then around the room is, if I remember correctly, shitload of skulls.
Mm-hmm.
And some fake greenery.
Fake greenery, yeah, with lights around it.
Nice, yeah. Christmas tree lights.
No, they're the white light. Yeah, they look nice. It sets a real nice tone.
So now,
have you done? Well, see, what you fail to mention is I have a TV room. It's all tricked out.
Right.
36-inch TV, that 70s couch.
I've never been invited in there. That's why I failed to mention it.
Okay, good point. I didn't like to have company before.
That's right.
Okay, because I didn't feel like I had enough room to spread out. Okay. And then I got that 60s chair, one of those recliner wooden chairs in there.
Mm-hmm.
All my Buffalo Bills and memorabilia, stuff like that. Well, what I decided to do was move the couch into the living room. I bought a TV stand for $10. It was a 36-inch TV stand.
There you go.
And so I put the couch in there, moved the love seat, cleaned off the coffee table, moved things around like a Tetris game, boom, 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 boom. Okay? Then I had a 27-inch TV in there. Didn't look so great. I took the 13 out and put it in my bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
My sleeping room. My stabbing cabin, if you will. So, then last night, I put the 36-inch TV into the living room. And let me tell you something. It has improved my whole world. It looks great in there. It's, man, people can come over and really enjoy it now. And I got a little coffee table on the side. Okay, like a little end table. And I'm putting my mini fridge on.
Nice.
Oh, yes. So when I'm watching the games or playing PlayStation or Xbox, hey, beer me.
Boom.
Right here.
The quintessential bachelor pad accessory.
It really is. And here's the sad part. I'm 31 years old. I'm living like I'm a rich 20-year-old. Truly.
Yeah.
It is true. Like, my whole apartment is like I'm 16 again and living at my parents' house. But I have free reign.
Right. No parents.
No parents. It's great.
That's fantastic.
So, makes me real happy. I don't have any food in my fridge.
Mm-hmm.
But in the mini fridge, I've got dip and Gatorade. I got pork rinds. Nice. I'm loving it. By the way, Kathy, you can buy some extra pork rinds for me.
Yes.
Cool.
Man, I wish I had a pork rind right now.
That would be nice.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. Oh, well, sir. Hey.
What are we going to do?
What are you going to do? So, after my break, my shit break,
mm-hmm.
Made yourself a little drink. What do you got there?
Orange juice.
Orange juice, nice, because you're feeling a little low on
vitamin C.
Vitamin C, okay, yeah. That's good times. So, what else is going on? So, you don't communicate with your lady anymore.
Well, that was kind of a joke, but yeah, she does race to hear these things. But I think she's trying to find out, like, what's going on in my life. Like, am I cheating on her?
Yeah, because I did call you the other night in a drunken stupor.
Yep, at 2 in the morning.
At 2 in the morning. However, in my defense, you did send me a crazy email at like 1:30.
Yeah, no, it was fine.
It was valid. I mean, it was okay. What
it was
the next
a valid call?
Yeah. Who is that calling at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Well, here's the thing. My phone was sitting on the kitchen table, and she got up before me. She grabbed the phone. I guess it beeps or whatever when you have a message.
Mm-hmm. You don't really know. You don't get a lot of messages.
I really don't.
No.
I looked at it, and it did. There was no. It didn't say message, so I just put it in my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
She just didn't say message because she'd already looked at it.
Oh, she's the psycho.
Yeah. Easy.
I'm sorry about that. I just kidded.
I just told you she listens to these.
I just kidded. Cuckoo. So.
So it's all right. That just proves that she loves me.
That's all it is. Honestly, man, we liked a little jealousy. I'm down with it.
A little bit.
I like it a lot.
Do you?
Oh, I do. I like, if I'm talking to another broad and you come, and my girlfriend comes in and punches her, that's cool as hell to me. I'm down
just
with that.
Jacks her.
Just jacks her right in the face and then pulls me into the bathroom and has sex with me right there.
Nice.
Yeah, that's what I like. I mean, I like a little cuckoo in my Cocoa Puffs,
mm-hmm.
Okay? But let me tell you something. It can go overboard sometimes.
Oh, sure.
You know, I don't want to be smothered, okay? I don't want my space to be invaded, but I still like you to be a little head over heels for me.
Yeah, well, after seeing you with that girl, I think you did enjoy the cuckoo for a bit.
For a minute, one day.
Yeah, yeah, which equaled 4 months
in
that relationship
span.
But yeah, she was way over the top and needed to be on medication.
Really. I really think she was on medication.
Oh, is that might have to do with why she couldn't have orgasms.
That's true. Oh, good point. That's a good point.
I'd keep saying that to yourself if I were you. It wasn't you.
It
was the
me.
Medication.
Well, actually, I know it wasn't me because I've been with other girls and boom.
You have since then?
I mean, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just remember.
Let's talk about them.
Let's remember this, guys and girls in our audience. Sometimes our stories are made up and they're not quite true. Or maybe it happened years ago. We never know.
Or maybe it's all completely real. It's up to the listeners.
To decide.
To decide.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I've been with a few females since then. I mean, we talked about them a little bit. And, yeah, it's cool. They have orgasms fast.
They do.
You know, because I interview them. I do a pre-sex interview.
Do you?
Absolutely.
How many questions are on that?
I think there's 20 to 30.
20 to 30.
And I sit them down. And I ask them some questions and how do you want it? You know, what's your favorite position? You know, do you like to be, do you like oral sex? Do you like to give it? Do you like to, you know.
Have you ever had one of them say that she doesn't like oral sex?
Yes.
Yes, I have too.
And I said, really? That's surprising to me. But that's fine. I won't waste my time.
Thank you for letting me skip that whole process.
And I don't necessarily have to skip that process. I don't mind going down.
No, okay? I don't either. I totally agree. I don't mind doing either. But
I'd like to meet anybody.
If it's not going to help the situation, why bother, you know?
That's what I'm saying. I'd like to meet anybody's little man in the boat. I'm ready to go down there and let's go. Let's see what it's like.
Little man in the boat.
Yeah, you don't know what the little man in the boat is?
No.
Okay, let's picture picture a vagina.
Yeah.
Okay, it looks like a boat.
Looks like a boat.
Okay, and the little man in the boat is the clitoris.
Oh, that's fantastic.
You know, like in that movie, The Titanic?
Going down?
No, yeah, going down. I'm free. What's he saying?
I don't know. I didn't see the movie.
I know. You know what?
Fag.
Fag. I didn't see it either. I need to watch the last 5 minutes. The ship sinks.
Yeah, that's really. It's a 3-hour movie. Fucking stories. 5 minutes.
Oh my god, 3 hours and worthlessness.
So you did watch it?
Maybe.
Yeah.
So what? I wanted to get the vagina.
I understand.
Sometimes you have to sacrifice.
Oh my god, I had to watch a movie the other day. This motherfucking movie was 90 minutes long. I swear 40 minutes of it was a camera facing out of the windshield driving across America. And half the time there wasn't even any music playing. It was just boring. And this is only my opinion, but don't watch the movie The Brown Bunny. That's what that fucking movie was. My girlfriend read about it in Cosmo. Here, I'll give you the end away. Guy gets a blowjob in his mind because the girl really wasn't there.
Yeah, what's that all about? I do that every day.
Man,
okay,
man.
I don't write a movie about it.
No, bad, bad movie. The Brown Bunny. Avoid it at all costs.
That sounds like a black porn.
No. He wasn't hung like a black man. It was... The whole thing was just terrible.
Really?
I'm just angry. I'm still angry over it.
You sound angry about
$2 it. $2 I spent on that thing.
Oh, $2. Wasted. Where's my $2?
Right.
Yeah, that's... You know, it's pretty bogus sometimes when you waste your money on shit that you shouldn't have spent it on. You know, it's just, you know, it's craziness. But you know what? That's okay. You know, good times had by all.
We have fans, Michael.
I know, I noticed that. Like, we've actually had some feedback on our show from people that don't even know us. You know, and so we just want to give a little shout out to Roscoe264. We appreciate your feedback, and, you know, you want more stories? We'll try to give you more stories. I mean, it's all cool. You know, give us some topics you'd like us to talk about, too. It's no problem. You can email us at themikeandjeffshow@hotmail.com. Cool, cool, cool.
We also had another correspondence with a girl. This was off a message board, but I believe her name was Cinnamon Girl. Trying to remember, Cinnamon Girl. Newbies was her her podcast. I feel really bad because I didn't write it down, and I'm going off my memory right now. She enjoyed our stuff.
Take a listen to her show. We think it's Newbies.
Yeah.
But it's cool, man. You know,
I'll know by next time.
Absolutely. We'll give her a shout out on her podcast, too. You know, we're all about sticking together here and helping each other out.
Absolutely. Because this medium, man, this is really great.
It's going to blow up. It absolutely
The FCC is restrained everybody on the radio. You can't say crap anymore. Literally, I don't think you say the word crap.
I don't think you say crap. But
you definitely can't say
shitty. You can't say fuck the FCC.
No.
No.
Shitty Mm-mm. fucking mother cock
That's
lickers.
Right. Goddamn dumb shit, goddamn motherfucker. Suck my cock and lick my ass. Can't say that shit.
Is it too late to say that the Mike and Jeff show is not meant for younger audiences?
It's meant for adult. Yeah, it's not too late for that. And these are not the opinions of our friends, family, or coworkers.
Right.
Not at all.
So, Roscoe264, he said, what did he say? He recommended us?
He did recommend us. It was a good show. He does recommend us funny stuff.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, thanks a lot for that. You know, we are looking for some more feedback. You know, this is number 6, and we're looking to do number 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Keep on going.
We want to keep on going. We want to know that there's people out there that want us to keep on go.
That's right.
Go.
I mean, go.
Oh. Keep on going.
That's right.
So, please, the Mike and Jeff Show at hotmail.com.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Wait.
I'm not saying it's over.
You're not? Is that Fillmore?
It is, isn't it?
I think it is. The music's playing again.
It's not Fillmore. Fillmore's playing the music.
I think he's that bastard.
Damn it. I always wondered where the music
came
from.
You know, honestly, I thought he was going to quit after we bumped that check on him. But,
right.
But anyway, thanks a lot for listening. I'm Mike.
And I'm not.